The meeting brought discussion about how urgent the need to raise the sales tax cap is in order to bring in more revenue, and whether that discussion should wait until the borough has its policy session in January. That also would be when newly elected members are seated on the assembly. The ordinance would raise Ketchikan's single unit sales tax cap from $2,000 up to $12,000. It wouldn't apply to residential rent. That's capped at $1,000. The ordinance was introduced by Assemblymember Judith McQueary. She said the city has been discussing sales tax topics, and she thinks it's time the borough does the same.
The city has made moves for sales tax reform, and I think it's reasonable that the borough also have a chance to amend and discuss and decide what we would like to do about sales tax reform.
The introduction came after the Assembly asked staff in July to create a proposal with a goal of leveling Ketchikan's sales tax cap with other Southeast towns. Assemblymember Grant Echohawk said he could see why the increase would be necessary and expressed concern with a deficit of the local education fund. He also said he's comfortable with an incremental increase instead of a one-time $10,000 hike.
If we do end up postponing it or not, or voting it down, I think it's still important that we have the discussion and speak to why we're even having this discussion. It is an issue that has been building for several years now, that our local education fund needs some kind of funding.
Assemblymember Austin Otos commented that the borough might look at bringing up the cap to just $4,000 instead of $12,000. He said that might soften the increase for local customers and merchants. The Assembly's discussion turned to whether the ordinance should be postponed until a later meeting. Jeremy Bynum recommended that option.
I sit here and I'm very uncomfortable with us having a hypothetical question.
He also argued that the topic is more suited to January's policy session.
I feel like we're going a roundabout way of skirting a policy session to talk about what our real objectives and goals are for taxing, what those taxes are going to be used for.
Borough Mayor Rodney Dial expressed support for waiting. He wanted the whole assembly to be meeting in person and thought the new members could get their feet wet with the issue. Otos disagreed, calling the idea of waiting a weird fixation.
I will support this. I just don't get our weird fixation on waiting for the next body to come forward. I'm perfectly happy doing this in the next public hearing when there's a full body here, but we're the currently elected body. I just don't get why.
Ultimately, after a presentation of sales tax receipts, the Borough Assembly decided to postpone the discussion until a meeting scheduled for October 17th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.